Hello, this is Radio Kate. I'm sorry it's been so long since I have audiobooed on this account, but if you're interested in my adventures, I have been audiobooing as Space Kate because I'm being a space nomad over in America. And I've been here quite a long time, actually. I came over, I packed for 10 days because I was going to come and watch the shuttle launch. It didn't. I stayed a bit until it was supposed to launch. It didn't. I stayed a bit until it was supposed to launch. It didn't. I stayed a bit until it was supposed to launch. They changed it again. Anyway, it's launching at the end of next month, which is exciting. But I've been missing a few things from home, namely good chocolate, strong cheese, and Marmite, which I have now found after lots of searching, and it was in the bread-making yeast aisle of the supermarket. Bless America, it does say yeast extract on the front, but that's not quite what it is. And I'm just about to introduce it to my American friend Nathan. So we've just done the toast, it's popped out of the toaster. Just put some butter on it. Hang on a second. Okay. The butter's a little bit hard, but I don't think you can really spread Marmite straight on the toast. It's a bit dry and you can't do it that thick. Special note, America, Marmite is quite strong, so when you're trying it for the first time, just put a tiny weeny weeny bit. And I mean a tiny weeny bit. I've seen what your small portions are like, and I mean smaller than that. The only slight glitch with the Marmite is that it says on the back, best before end of December 2010, which is odd because Marmite generally, the best before date is like years in the future. But I'm just assuming it's not going to kill me. Pretty sure some of my Marmite at home is probably out of date because I have so many different jars with special editions. I am part of the Marmarati, don't you know? I also can't get into the jar. This is supposed to be really exciting. But in fact, welcome to my dull audio boo where I try to open a jar of out-of-date Marmite in America with a potato peeler. Woo! I've still not succeeded. Ugh. There we go. Okay, now, here comes the exciting bit. Now, Nathan, you have to look at this.
Okay.
And you have to tell me what you think of it.
It looks dark.
Okay, what does it smell like?
Don't know exactly.
Good or bad?
Good.
Yeah? Okay. Now, there are two types of people in the world. There are those people who love Marmite, and there are those people who hate Marmite. And that's basically it. Oh, look at that. It's all thick and goopy. Look.
I can see it.
Yeah. They can't, so that's why I'm doing the explainy bit. That's how radio works. So that's why I do radio. Yeah, anyway, so I'm just putting a really thin little bit. I'm going to do it on half your toast, in case you don't like it. Well, actually, I should do it on all your toast, and then if you hate it, I can eat it. And actually, before I let you try it, I have to have some because it's been so long. That's a good taste. Sorry. You should try the Marmite.
All right. My first piece of Marmite toast. It's good, actually.
Yeah?
It's not as strong as I thought because you've been warning me about it for 2 months.
Well, I put it on in a microscopic thin layer on your toast,
actually.
That's true. Try that thicker bit.
Here's a thicker bit.
We haven't spat it out.
No.
So you're not a hater, which is a good thing.
No, I'm not a hater. I don't know. It's really hard to describe.
Yeah.
And it's pretty salty.
Yeah. It's amazing with good strong cheese.
Yeah. No, I like it though, actually. It's
Woo!
Pretty good.
Marmarati, we have a new member, potential member, if we can persuade the Americans not to just hide it away in their bread aisle, but in fact put it in the spreads aisle where it should be. Woo, right now I'm going to leave you so I can go and eat Marmite on toast. Hope you're all well. Bye.